This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's what, you know, that's why you're here. Because you are an exceptional American. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Are you a judge? Do you want to be a judge? And especially, do you want to be a Supreme Court judge? Under the furious, absolutely furious press by the press, and also by, of course, the Democrats and this sort of the anonymous lady, the Ford lady. The Ford lady who said she was sexually assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh. Once an investigation from the FBI. Guy's already been investigated, two or three times already for this Supreme Court nomination? Anyway, a lot of dirty dealing going on here. They're going to be talking about this at the very top of the show. And, of course, what about Governor Jerry Brown and the president? Boy, are they at it. That's a very good thing, by the way, for New California, which we will be, of course, talking about New California and all the things that are going on with New California. I will be speaking in Southern California over the weekend. It'll be obviously a lot of fun meeting with lots of people about New California and what we're going to do about New California. So, anyway, that's just a few of the things that are seething out there in the miasma of the world, if you know what I mean. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Those are the two things going on. Jobless claims. This is a big banner headline. Jobless claims new 40-year low. Don't you just hate it when this happens? Come on. This is really one of the big ones to really mark. This is really success, winning. This is Market Watch. I think they're produced by Bloomberg, aren't they? Are they Bloomberg? Market Watch. No, they have a cookie policy. Those of you that want to know about their, they don't tell us if it's Bloomberg, which I don't think it is, by the way. Coffee time is here. And by the way, I was just handed a fresh cup of brew here in Studio 21. But anyway, let's get to the story at hand. Jobless claims fall again to reach new 49-year low of 201,000. Labor shortage, surging economy give workers more job security. This is the way it's supposed to be, oddly enough, right? Article says that the number of people applying for unemployment benefits in mid-September fell to the lowest level since November 1969. That's why I'm bringing up this story. Since November of 1969. Do you want me to say that again? November of 1969, my first year in college. That's how low it has gotten. Okay? Who's responsible for this? Oh, Barack Obama, of course. God, let me get it right. Let me get it right. So, all of you that want to judge the United States economy, go right ahead and do that. That's the kind of stuff that we're after. Initial jobless claims, a rough proxy for layoffs, fell by 3,000 to 201,000 in the 7 days ended September 15th. That's below the 208,000 MarketWatch forecast and marks the lowest level since November 12th, 1969. This is what the story says. Initial claims, joblessness, they've got graphs and everything, the monthly average of new claims, meanwhile, slipped by 2,250 to 205,750. The government said Thursday that's also a 49-year low. So that's the monthly average of new claims slipped also. The number of people already collecting unemployment benefits declined by 55,000 to 1.65 million, known as continuing claims. I've never heard this one before. This one, the continuing claims, also fell to the lowest level since 1973. And, of course, what's our population differential? Let's keep that in mind. In other words, we have more people in the United States now than we did in 1969 and 1973. Get it? Get it? It says, nonetheless, layoffs in the U.S. have been falling steadily for 8 years, and they could soon drop below 200,000 for the first time in 50 years. The comparison between now and half a century ago, of course, are not entirely apt. Now, this is my point here. The rules determining who's eligible for benefits have changed over time, and the nature of the U.S. labor force is much different now than it was in the late 60s when the size of the population was much smaller. You know, this is a cold read for me. I just, you know, of course, I point this out before we get to the text. I'm proud of myself, just guessing on that one. But, I mean, see, one of the things I learned a long time ago when I got my master's degree, I had to take this calculus class and statistics class and all this other good stuff, you know. And it was really kind of interesting because I learned about demographics, really. I really did, because we did demographic studies and how it was applied and so on. And of course, my business was education, so you had to really know your stuff, you know, in terms of demographics because of population changes and education, school systems. And we were growing, of course. California is rapidly growing, so that was a big, big thing. So we had forecast, we learn how to forecast things. So you learn actually over time that the key to understanding just about everything springs out of the demographics of a certain region or country, like city, county, state, you know, that sort of thing. So this is where you have to start. When anytime you look at these statistics that have a relationship to any other group, let's say, population, you have to start at the demographics of past, present, and future projections of demographics. And that's really what these numbers here, they're projections of various demographics economically. Okay, I know I'm boring you with the statistical stuff, but you got to get through this because you got to understand something. That when people talk about things like racism, and they talk about ethnicism, and they talk about those kind of things that are just so springboardish here, they always throw out and leave and don't even discuss the demographics of the place, of any place. It's just, oh, we just didn't realize that maybe, yeah, there was discrimination over here, and, you know, the population of, let's say, of whites versus blacks was this, that, and the other. Then, in 1969, and then all of a sudden now in 2018, gee whiz, you know, the population of that particular racial ethnic may be, in fact, different. And maybe it's the demographics that cause certain dynamics within a population as opposed to skin color. That's my point. And that's always, almost always the case. And people throw that one out, they forget about it. Ah, forget about it. You know, we see this, we saw this with school discipline records and so on. That was one of the big demographic hustles of all time. You see sort of demographics being hustled all the time statistically in statistical data, all the time with the global warming climate people. Because you see, they know it's a scam. And once you figure out scientifically how to manipulate data, guess what? It's game on. They can do just about anything and tell you just about anything, and they do. It's a tool of deception. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Pillow Possible. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Surprise upset down in the state of Texas. Retired Republican game warden Pete Flores sweeping his special election, winning 53-47 against Democrat Pete Gallego. Flores winning over a district Hillary Clinton won by 12 points in 2016, and it is the first time that a Republican has held this congressional seat in 139 years.
Oops.
Here with more on how he defied the odds is Texas State Senator-elect Pete Flores. Pete, good morning to you.
Good morning from San Antonio, Texas, Military City, USA.
I love San Antonio. I love your Riverwalk. I love your food. I love your people. Explain, Pete, how you did it.
Well, we had a old-fashioned grassroots campaign, getting out with the folks in all these 17 counties, and God hace milagros. FaceTime makes miracles, and that's what folks need to see is see you in person and hear what they have to say.
Sure.
And what's on their mind.
I understand that your campaign made 100,000 calls. You knocked on 20,000 doors. When you would go up to somebody in your district and you ask them what's on their mind, what would they say, Pete?
Well, the first thing on their mind is property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the point that they're thanking you very much for showing up and
sure.
not taking them for granted, and that relationship is strong when you face them. But property taxes here was the number one issue in Texas.
That's big in the state I live in New Jersey as well. But let me ask you this: why is it you won? Because this district, Hillary Clinton won by 12 points. A Republican has not had that seat in over 100 years. And so many people, Pete, are talking about how there could be a blue wave starting to ebb and flow in Texas.
Well, I believe this election was a benchmark to demonstrate that the voters pretty much give you the answer. And the answer to that is there's not going to be a blue wave. Folks are tired of the status quo. We're a very conservative population in Southwest Texas. You know, strong believers in God and family and country, and so they made their voice known that the conservative values that we represent are what they wanted in the Texas Senate.
You
for
know,
Senate District 19.
The U.S. Senate seat down there currently is being challenged by Beto O'Rourke. The seat is held by Ted Cruz. I think I saw a poll in the last week or so that Mr. O'Rourke was actually ahead by, I think, 2 points, which would be within the margin of error. But do you see the possibility of a blue wave come November?
No, sir, I don't. I don't know who they're polling, but they're not just talking to the ordinary folks out in the communities, and I'm hearing something totally the opposite. The silent majority, will give a resounding victory to Ted Cruz in November.
All right, let's see what happens. And what are you going to do about property taxes?
Well, first of all, we're going to make it fair and equitable and do some meaningful tax reform, working with our Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Patrick and leadership in the Texas Senate, where we can. It's not that we're opposed to paying our fair share, but it needs to be fair and equitable, and we're going to make sure that we pass reform to make it just that.
All right. Well,
fair.
Once I love that fair and balanced. Once he was a game warden, now he's heading to Austin. Pete Flores, Texas State Senator elect. Sir, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Taking back the Lone Star State. I'm sorry, did you say blue wave in Texas? This Beto O'Rourke, he's something else. He's another character. Beto to Black American. This is a headline. Illegal immigrant labor needed for cotton gin. Okay. I'll bite on the Beto O'Rourke story. Kind of an interesting one here. It says Beto to Black American. illegal immigrant labor needed for cotton gin. Cotton gin is not a drink. There's no such thing as cotton gin, the drink. I mean, this is something a little bit more pervasive than that. Oh, there's even, listen to this. Fair and balanced. I'll take heed. It says, watch Beto O'Rourke to black American illegal immigrant labor needed for cotton gin. This could be devastating.
Or I think of the stuff I might miss.
But no. Well, we want to miss some of this stuff, other stuff. Hang on here, guys. I'm sorry for all this other stuff. We turn things off and they say they're off and then they're not off. Don't you just love that? Okay, so this is the Beto O'Rourke clip. This thing is not cooperating. It's a high tech thing. Here we go.
Hello. As you know, black Americans required the 14th Amendment of the Constitution to become citizens after hundreds of years of being here, building and defending the nation. My question is, do you support granting citizenship and American paid benefits to illegal aliens who violate our country to come here, who fly their flags, their foreign flags here, who have citizenship in their countries and whose families absolutely did not build this country, while black people are suffering the things that you explained before? You can answer yes or no, please.
Ooh, tough question. This is the exchange. You heard that. Now, so people are kind of like, and I have, of course, stopped it for dramatic reasons. Says the exchange. Don't you like that? You can just tune in for a movie here. Says the exchange went as follows. This is as it is in Breitbart and John Bender. This comes from Breitbart, Texas. Says, black American, my question is, do you support granting citizenship and American paid benefits to illegal aliens who violated our country to come here, who fly their foreign flags here, who have citizenship in their countries, and whose families did absolutely not build this country, while black people are subject to things that you explained before? You can answer yes or no. Please explain. Beto O'Rourke. Okay, so I'm gonna play this so you hear this, and you can say, well, Paul, you know. Okay, and then I'll read you the transcript. Transcripts don't really lie when you hear that.
Thank you for the question. Okay. Many people built this country, first of all. And we are a country of many people. And John Lewis, and I'm sorry, who could put it far more eloquently and powerfully than I could, and I'm paraphrasing Congressman Lewis at this point, but he said something to the effect that each of us came to this country in a different ship. Some of us came here against our will. Some of us immigrated here lawfully. Some of us, the O'Rourke's five generations ago, were fleeing famine in Ireland. There was no other country that would take us in but this country, and this is where we came. Some of us are showing up right now as we speak. They're fleeing the deadliest countries in the planet today, the Northern Triangle countries of Central America, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Imagine how bad things have to be for you to scoop up that six-month-old daughter of yours and to walk 2,000 miles somewhere on top of a plane, never in time, to try to come to asylum, to safety, and to refuge in a country that is comprised of people from the world over. And yes, there are some people who did not follow our laws when they came here to be with their families or to work jobs, and in some cases, no one was willing to work in their communities. I mentioned going to high school in Roscoe. I also went to the cotton gin in Roscoe. And at that cotton gin, there are 24 jobs, and the manager of that gin says it does not matter the wages that I pay or the number of hours that we set in the work week. I can find no one born in Roscoe or Sweetwater or Texas or this country who's willing to work. But there are immigrants who are coming from Central America or Mexico or other parts of the world to Boston to work these jobs and to help build our economy. All of them.
Wow. Crazy train to me. Hello,
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back on Agenda 21 Radio. Man, Beto O'Rourke. Beto. Supposedly has a little bit of a lead. It says, in referring to a place in Roscoe, Texas. Coming in on the blue wave, so to speak. They say Beto is the one to beat Ted Cruz in Texas. And I bring up Texas, the Lone Star State, because, you know, California is a Lone Star State as well. It's history you don't know about, because they don't teach you that anymore. I don't think they've ever really taught the correct history of California anyway. For the years I was in school, and also as a school administrator, we never taught it correctly. It's still not being taught the truth about California. Is, of course, only going to surface when you're looking at the history, real history, and digging out the facts. So in the case of Beto O'Rourke, you know, there's some real history there because a lot of Irish that were involved with the war against Mexico kind of turned and went with the Mexican people, believe it or not, against the Americans. Probably didn't know. See, probably didn't know that either. That's why there's a lot of Irish down there. And so Beto O'Rourke, get it? I don't know if that's the case, but I do know that there are a lot of Irish ancestors in Mexico. I've talked to many of them, so I do know that. Says Beto's. This is kind of Beto. You know, I've never really gotten into the Beto thing, but he's young. He's charismatic. He's not Alexander Ocasio Cortez. He's much higher quality. Basically, he knows. This guy knows his stuff. You know, he's not a slouch. So, will he unthrone Ted Cruz? I don't know. I do not know. There's some negatives hanging around Cruz, you know, that's been a problem. And I think maybe that's the situation that we're looking at here. It says, what is going on here? It says, O'Rourke recently said in an interview on CBS The Late Show that he supported an amnesty for more than 3 million illegal aliens who are eligible to enroll for President Obama's DACA program. That's the problem. Says, we can free dreamers from the fear of deportation by making them U.S. citizens today so they can contribute to their maximum capacity to their full potential, O'Rourke said. Says, mass low-skilled illegal and legal immigration has come at the expense of America's black working middle-class communities. Says, data reported by Breitbart News reveals how studies by economists and researchers, now listen to this, find that it is specifically underprivileged black American men who suffer the most from the importation of more than 1.5 million low-skilled immigrants every year. And I don't buy this at all, this statement. I just think this is complete horse hockey. I was being nice when Beto says this. This is what they always have said about job displacement out here in California. They've been using this line for years, and it's not true. Absolutely, it is not true. It's a bogus canard. And I have many, many black friends who will tell you this as well. And many, many white young men who suffer because they can't get jobs because they're not preferred. They're citizens. So they get pushed out of the job market for non-citizens, illegal foreign nationals, because they get paid less than the citizens. Now, it's interesting. You notice my terminology there. I'm not flipping the script. I'm not trying to, you know, give you propaganda. I started out with white. I started out with black, then white, being displaced by illegal foreign nationals because they're cheaper. And then there's no law enforcement for them, right? To prevent them from there's no proper way. And there has been no proper way, especially over the last 8 years, but even before that, of processing these illegal foreign nationals so that they can be legal foreign nationals. In other words, the immigration system has been broken down, which has forced the hand for that and led to enticements on this side of the border to break the law. That's the problem. But here is where this whole thing goes, and this is why we're kind of stuck on this issue, because now what we have is citizen replacement going on. And notice I commented earlier about black and white. Now it's Hispanic. Now it's citizens that are American citizens that have Hispanic descent, Mexican Americans, Salvadorans. And they're citizens. They came here the right way. They got citizenship. Yet they're being discriminated against, certainly here in California. The California government is completely discriminating against them. If you are an American citizen in California, you go to the end of the line for jobs or anything else. It's called citizens displacement. We call it California cleansing, you know, like ethnic cleansing. And so Beto makes this comment, which I think is complete crap. This is the line that the left, those that support illegal foreign nationals invading this country, use all the time. And it's not true. He goes on here and says, I mentioned going to the high school in Roscoe, Texas. I also went to the cotton gin in Roscoe. the cotton gin in Roscoe. And at that cotton gin, there are 24 jobs, and the manager of that gin says, it does not matter what the wages that I pay or the number of hours that we set. No one born in Roscoe or Texas or this country who was willing to work. There is no one willing to work, he says. But there are immigrants who are coming from Central America or Mexico or other parts of the world to Roscoe to join these jobs and to help build our economy. That, I believe, is a bunch of crap. I would love to see the hiring records of this guy. And I'll bet you anything he's paying these illegal foreign nationals nothing to work. That's the reality. It isn't that these people don't want... Listen, I was 12 years old. I went out and worked in the orange grove fields. I picked oranges. Actually, I snipped them. I did that for 3 summers in a row. Why? Because my mother needed the money. I was white. They called me Hueto. Don't tell me these jobs aren't... As a school administrator, we could not get kids hired. Kids. High school age kids that were willing to work anywhere. It was difficult. And when they got a job, we celebrated it. And of course, that was, we learned we couldn't celebrate these things. Because what about the other kids who weren't getting jobs that were citizens of all colors, I might add? They were being actively displaced and pushed out by illegal foreign nationals and with collusion of the employers. But here's the rub. The employers, they were in a bind too, especially out here in California. When you have oppressive laws and regulations foisted upon them by who? Well, by Jerry Brown's government and other governmental entities out here. See, it's a vicious cycle that needs to be broken, but where does it all start? It all starts with a government that's a tyrannical form of governance that's trying to destroy capitalism. And hence our own border, our own state, by invasion. Which, by the way, the last time I checked, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution is supposed to protect us from invasion. The president had a duty to act. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help.
Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You know, the I'm clamoring clamoring for a cup of coffee because I got to get up myself and go get it, and taking all these messages and texts and things like that that have been coming in, I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, I'm screaming for more coffee. Another late night, another town hall. More town hall business going on Saturday. A big town hall, from what I understand. I'm being told a big turnout. Ought to be interesting. Anyway, Republican Young Kim. I'm going to one Lone Star State to another. We're going to go to the other Lone Star State, and that is California. Soon to be taken over by New California, Lone Star State. We have a Lone Star State in which the bear is looking longingly at the official Lone Star. It says, Republican Young Kim leads Democrat Gil Cisneros in California's 39th congressional district by 6 to 10 points, according to a new poll by Monmouth University. Monmouth found that using a sample of potential voters, Young Kim is her name, it's a woman, only led Cisneros 46-42% with a 4.9% margin of error, a statistical dead heat. However, when two different models of likely voters were used, Kim's lead was larger. And again, Monmouth University poll skews to the Democrats badly, just in my opinion. They'll say, oh, don't do it. In my opinion. I can have an opinion, right? And I got one. A historical midterm model gives Kim a 51-49% lead over Cisneros. But even a model that projects a possible turnout surge in Democratic precincts, listen to this. So, in other words, this goes back to the statistical business we were talking about before. So this other group that they used, if they got a possible surge of Democratic voters in the precincts that they're talking about, Kim would lead 49-43%, the survey reported. Now, you see, if we can just say that, let's say this leans Republican, let's say It leans Democrat. And maybe they actually are doing their due diligence. See, I don't trust every one of the polls. By the way, we need to check in to see how the president's Rasmussen poll is doing. It says the margin of error for the likely voter models is 5.7%, meaning that Kim had a statistically significant lead in the historical midterm, but that Kim and Cisneros were still statistically to be tied here in this district. This is where Ed Royce is from, down in Southern California, the 39th district. It's a majority-minority district. One of the most ethnically diverse in the country, Monmouth notes. It includes northern Orange County, western San Bernardino County, and some of the most conservative areas of Los Angeles County. It also includes, and I'm talking about northern Orange County, we're talking about Yorba Linda area, where I'm from. It says the 39th is one of the seven districts being targeted by Democrats in the 2018 election because it is represented by a Republican but went for Hillary Clinton. Now, this is garbage. Because I know this district because that's where I'm from. And I can tell you, they did not, when you take a look at the election, this is one of the districts that I believe was absolutely scammed in Orange County. Orange County was heavily scammed by the voting system. It's a completely corrupt system in California. And this was one that they were trying to make a statement, and they corrupted it big time. They spent a lot of time down there. We know what happened. Election integrity, all those people all got together, and we know what happened. We know that they were deliberately skewing it. Now all of a sudden, you see, eyes are on them. People are watching these counties. And I say young Kim is going to get it and will win big. Paul. There is a blue wave. Watch out for that blue wave. That blue wave is just going to sweep right in through Newport Beach, go to Costa Mesa, go to Santa Ana, go to the city of Orange, and wash ashore right there in Yorba Linda. And that's a bunch of crap. It's not going to happen. Where is that blue? I'm looking for a blue drop at this point. People are rearing their conservative head, if you know what I mean. President Barack Obama campaigned with Cisneros last weekend, even though, by the way, 750 people showed up, they said. My reportage from people that were there said it was much lower than that. They scrunched everybody together in the room, a very small room in the Anaheim Convention Center, I might add, and Obama shows up. People were not happy. Some of the people were not happy because there weren't many people who showed up. They thought they were going to get tons of the communists out of Chapman University. And, in fact, a lot of them were there. And they thought they were going to get a whole bunch of people from their good buddies over there in the Santa Ana area. Did not happen. Well, they showed up, but there weren't many. That's the reality on the ground. So, let's talk about that blue wave. I got the colors wrong. It's the red wave. Yep. And by the way, all that area, that 39th district, New California. And that's where I'm going this weekend, actually. I'll be down there. Top issue in the district is immigration for Republicans and health care for Democrats. The top problem in that area is illegal foreign nationals taking away jobs from high school age kids. I know that. That is a problem. And they're not afraid to work. Because their American citizens are being discriminated against. That is what we have to focus on. No racism. Citizenship is the question. We'll be back.
Zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, I'm taking the cure. Agenda 21 Radio coffee is ubiquitous in the studio right now. So we're having a lot of fun here. Good news. Just got a little ditty here. One of my listeners says, I just got a job. Okay. And I can't tell you the person's name. Young man, I just got a job. It's actually moving on, guys. It's we're moving forward with all the things that are going on. Ubiquitous coffee. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on. Check out your NewCaliforniaState.com information. Check that out because we have town halls popping up everywhere. We're going to be ubiquitous all throughout the state. And I've done three. I can't remember. It's a blur. We'll have done three, and I'll be flying down to Southern California tomorrow for the third one. Actually, the third one this week. It's going to be a big one. We anticipate a large crowd. And we're growing. It is growing. The movement for a new California. Coming in on a red wave. I love it when this happens. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, MyPillow. Promo code AGENDA for your discount. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.